Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. It's been 2 weeks since my last program. I really thought I'd have more time to write and produce while traveling across the United States representing the ethanol industry. In case you didn't notice, I drove a truck with the ethanol logo on it in the American Association of State and Highway Transportation Officials celebrate the Interstate's 50-year anniversary convoy. Boy, that's a mouthful. We call them ASHTO for short. This was a fascinating adventure. We had about 17 vehicles start out in San Francisco and drive to Washington, D.C. It took 2 weeks because we had press conferences almost every day, sometimes multiple times a day, and in different cities. I may not have produced a Zimcast last week, but if you visit our domestic fuel website at domesticfuel.com, and then scroll back through all my posts, you'll find about 30 different interviews and audio files from the various press conferences and just different people that I met along the way. It's a lot of audio content, which I'm shipping off to ASHTO to archive on their website. I was there as the spokesperson for the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council. EPIC was the convoy's fuel sponsor. I logged almost 3,300 miles in the truck and was one of only 8 people to drive every mile on this historic journey. Besides the 50-year anniversary of when President Eisenhower signed the law creating the interstate highway system, we were also commemorating his military convoy journey in the opposite direction back in 1919 when he was a lieutenant colonel in the Army. On that trip, which took over 2 months, he saw the need for a national highway system. Then in World War II, he saw how the Germans used their Autobahn highway, and they used that to move troops quickly and decided, well, we need that same type of system here, especially for our national defense. Everywhere we went, people told me that they appreciated seeing ethanol involved in the project. This was not only a historic project, but a patriotic one, and one that got a lot of media attention. I posted over 80 times on Domestic Fuel and about 15 times on AgWired. That's a lot of coverage for an event, and I hope we'll continue to show you how blogging can play a role in your communications plans. If you keep an eye on AgWired, you'll see me event blogging from a number of events that are coming up, including the Cattle Industry Summer Conference, a Syngenta Media event, the Agricultural Media Summit, the International Federation of Agricultural Journalists Congress, and the Farm Progress Show, and there are others. Although some of these events are sponsored, I'm still looking for more, so give me a call if you'd like your company brand displayed in my coverage. I don't like to do all the talking on the Zimcast, so in case you missed my interview at Firestone headquarters with the former star of the Bachelor program, Andrew Firestone, I have it for you here. Andrew surprised me when he talked about agriculture, which is very important to the tire business and to his family. Off the road in Akron, Ohio this time, with me in this interview is Andrew Firestone. We're here at the, I guess, Firestone headquarters. Is that where we are, Andrew?
Yeah, this is the original plant for Firestone, but is now basically serves as the North America Technical Center, where new tire development is discovered, and where a lot of the new tires you see on the roads, the new compounds, tread designs, all that is pretty much created here.
What are your thoughts on the idea of celebrating the interstate highway system and drawing attention to the needs that we have with our highways in America?
Well, first off, I think it's such an appropriate time of year. It's the summer when half this nation is celebrating those highways in sort of a personal way by taking trips, road trips, visiting family, friends, vacationing. And we take for granted how blessed we are to be able to get from point A to point B so easily. And so I think this is a great tip of the cap to the visionaries who, 50 years ago thought this could be a great thing for American business, for the defense of our country, and also tip of the cap to those people that keep the roads running and keep them in the condition that they're in that allow us to enjoy them.
What does this mean personally when you consider the historic nature of what it is we're commemorating?
Well, you know, a lot of people say they stand in the shadow of their ancestors. Well, today, as I was giving a speech to team members for Firestone, to local dignitaries, I was literally in the shadow. I was in the shadow of my great-grandfather's building that he built 100 years ago. And it was a very, I think, very moving moment to be a part of history in some small fashion, to be celebrating it, to be acknowledging those people that put all this in motion. And it was a pretty interesting day and an interesting way to celebrate something that we take for granted.
With the business you're in, it sure has a lot of importance to people involved in the agricultural industry in this country, both in transporting their products or commodities, but also certainly on the farm with a lot of the tractors and vehicles.
Without question, Firestone, its backbone, its core is in the agricultural aspect of the tire development. My great-grandfather, Harvey, was a farmer before he was a an entrepreneur. He was riding around on these very uncomfortable steel-rimmed rubber tires that that just made his back damn uncomfortable. And, you know, necessity is the mother of invention, and that was certainly true. And to this day, you know, my family and my immediate family, we make wine. But before we're winemakers, we're farmers. We work 560 acres of grapes. We have a whole array of tractors, farm vehicles, and we rely on Firestone tires. And that is, people so often forget, just like the highways that we take for granted, the food that we eat, the people that provide those crops, we take them for granted. And, you know, why should we have a computer that can move at a million miles an hour if we can't have a tire that has the same capabilities? And I think that is what the gentleman I sat next to tonight, Ralph Birchfield, takes so seriously, is that he says, we don't make tires. We make equipment that feed this nation and the world. So it's very important to remember that Firestone was not built on racing. Firestone was not built on SUVs. Firestone was not built on light trucks or anything else. Firestone was built building tractor tires, and that is something that we're very, very dedicated to. And to see our relationship with companies like John Deere, it's evidence in that. And people that know tires, they know their equipment. You know, again, I just go back to, you know, the engineer that knows how his computer works and knows how his, you know, how his software works. Well, let me tell you, farmers know how their equipment works. That includes the tires and, you know, the equipment that they ride on is Firestone.
And since we're the fuel sponsor for mm-hmm. the convoy and trying to get the public to be more aware of ethanol and its value to the environment and to reducing our dependence on foreign oil, obviously fuel plays a big role in the cars that have to travel, and of course they're running on tires. And what would you say about the idea of moving to alternative fuels here in America?
Well, I think it's an inevitability. And you know, you said that it's important for the tires that the cars ride on, but it's important for creating those tires. I mean, we burn a lot of fuel building our tires. And I think that it is going to be the natural development that our we want to lessen our dependency on oil, especially foreign oil, foreign fuels. And it's going to be its eventuality, and it's going to be our ability to not only get used to it, but adapt to be at the forefront of technology and to make sure that we don't get beaten to the punch, or we don't lose out by being so sort of tunnel vision that we don't realize that we are at some point going to have to make a decision.
Well, thank you very much. That's Andrew Firestone, who greeted us here at the Firestone headquarters building in Akron, Ohio. And off the road, I'm Chuck Zimmerman. That's all of the Zimcast for this week. I'll be back on the road again by this time next week at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference in Reno, Nevada. Look for coverage of all the action here on Ag Wired, while I'll also be posting onto the Cattlemen's Beef Board blog at beefboardmeeting.com as well. And thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of Ag Wired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.